USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says COVID is not over, but it no longer controls our lives. Speaking from the White House, Biden unveiled a new government website, COVID.gov, which will allow everybody to get any information they seek about the ongoing pandemic. Biden also calling on Congress to authorize billions of dollars in additional funding for COVID services and treatments.
We need to secure additional supply now. We can't wait if we find ourselves in the midst of another surge to act. It will be too late.
President also receiving his second booster. According to analysis from Bloomberg, the average American family will pay over $5,000 this year for basic household items compared to last year. The study goes on further to predict inflation will force more people to join the workforce, and that increase in workers will bring down wages. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are continuing to react to President Biden's budget. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham has some strong words to describe President Biden's proposal on defense spending.
The budget regarding the defense needs of this country is woefully inadequate and dangerous.
The South Carolina Republican saying it doesn't recognize current or future threats. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt on Wednesday signed a bill that bans biological boys from playing on female high school and college sports teams.
When it comes to sports and athletics, girls should compete against girls. Boys should compete against boys. And let's be very clear, that's all this bill says.
The governor adding the Save Women's Sports Act ensures a level playing field for female athletes. He signed the measure during a ceremony at the state capitol. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
In a new Gallup poll, 47% of Americans say they worry quite a bit about the affordability and availability of energy. The number is up from 37% a year ago and is over double the percentage from 2020. A Major League Baseball team is going green.
The Boston Red Sox Baseball Club on Wednesday will announce that games at Fenway Park will be carbon neutral, a first for Major League Baseball. The team has signed an agreement with climate finance company Aspiration to get some of their proceeds every game. The credits not only would cover the direct and indirect impacts of operating Fenway Park, such as electricity and water usage, but also the so-called Scope 3 emissions. Scope 3 emissions are a consequence of the activities of the company, but occur from sources not owned or controlled by the company. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
21 states have filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration over the federal mask mandate on transportation. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville tells Fox and Friends that Americans deserve to make their own decisions.
We want to protect everybody, protect each other, but we can't continue to live life like this.
He says that kind of mandate shouldn't be solely up to President Joe Biden and should depend on Congress instead. Federal health officials put the mask mandate in place to cut the spread of COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.